I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. The best biopics are generally not the giant sweeping cradle to the grave affairs, with Spike Lee's Malcolm X being the only exception. No, the best biopics are the ones where a small portion of the character's life is singled out and meditated on to show a bigger picture of who the person was. Steven Spielberg's Lincoln does just that, choosing to show his fight to pass the 13th Amendment abolishing slavery, and in by doing so, showing you his whole life. This is a story we all know, but if you're a political junkie like me, it adds the behind-the-scenes power plays that still plague our political process today, just with a lot less money involved. This is Elder Steven Spielberg, so you get the lofty dialogue, the cheeky peripheral characters, the sappy John Williams score, and the cameras that seem to linger just a little too long on everyone's face. Those are the worst parts of Lincoln. The best part is Daniel Day-Lewis as Honest Abe. He without a doubt deserves the Best Oscar Award and will likely receive it. After Daniel Day-Lewis initially turned down the part, mutual friend Leonardo DiCaprio told him he would regret not working with Spielberg at least once in his career. Day-Lewis agreed to the film, but under the condition he could prepare for an entire year. The rest is history, in more ways than one. Day-Lewis embodies Lincoln greater than any actor could or probably ever will. He is our greatest living actor, and each role he plays is a living, breathing work of art. It's not that he overtakes pictures like Jack Nicholson, but rather Daniel Day-Lewis brings out the best in his surrounding characters and actors, lifting the film in the process. Of course, Spielberg does the heaviest lifting, staging history with an engrossing pace of mostly backroom chatting, frontroom chatting, and basically just 3 hours of chatting. That is all the while very engaging. Go see Lincoln. You won't regret it. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.